June 6 is the anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy by Allied forces. On a visit there last year, we ran into a French resident who lays flowers, fresh flowers, for a Waimanalo family of a soldier buried there. The brief encounter at the cemetery followed a visit by members of Halau Mele and Halau Hula o Manoa as part of the French Hawaii Festival. In a nod to the memorial services marking the importance of our ties to our European neighbors, we're broadcasting a story that we ran last summer following that visit. Take a listen. The sounds of bells peal from the Ermenville Church Tower throughout the day in this little town. It's where the BBC first broadcast to the world following D-Day and the liberation of France from German occupation. And it was at the Ermenville Cemetery, the British cemetery, that members of Halau Mele and Halau Hula o Manoa paid their respects to those who died. The townsfolk turned out too, grateful knowing that decades ago, soldiers came from so far away from our Pacific Islands to stand with them.
It was very moving to see all the group in the cemetery because, I know they participated too. Mm-hmm. And, it's very important here. And all the children participate, you know, in the cemetery you saw. Every 6th of June, they put a flower on each tomb, and I think it's important.
The town's mayor, Jacques Lulon, welcomed the Hawaii contingent, grateful to be included as part of the festival.
Pour le festival, je crois que c'est des îles, hein, ça doit être ça. Et ils nous ont fait le plaisir d'abord.
Christine Harkness, a longtime member of Halau Hula o Manoa, underscored the mayor's efforts to remind us of what it means to be allies.
He's always made a real effort to make veterans welcome and to push the message, you must not forget. And wherever was the right-wing vote getting high in Europe, he always insists that we must never let this happen again. So the people here are very conscious of what the war was about and what it did.
The mayor's cultural attaché, Emmanuel Jacques-Don Payette, tells us along the towns who care for the war dead of their allies, diplomacy is deeply regarded.
And it's very, very important for us. And to have this ceremony of the Hawaii ceremony, it's very important too, I think. And I have to ask the British Cemetery the authorization to come here, because here you are in England, it's not our territory. And they were very happy to have this ceremony in the cemetery.
Just out of town at the U.S. cemetery where thousands of Americans are buried, there on the wall is a name of an infantryman, Private Henry Sa'aga from Hawaii. The Halau members perform a heartfelt ole. Their presence turns heads. A French resident tells us he visits every D-Day anniversary, leaving flowers for his Hawaii friends who have ties to American soldiers buried here.
Is ceremony traditionnelle hawaïenne pour honorer tous ceux qui reposent ici au cimetière pour apprendre plus de votre histoire.
The festival events in Normandy were a sprinkling of somber, respectful ceremonies and lighter moments, which included hula on the beach. Nothing showy, nothing splashy, just simple and sincere.
An old Hawaiian custom when we say aloha to you.
And that was a nod to the Hawaii ties to Normandy as we mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. It was part of a trip featuring the Hawaii Festival in France last year.
In the cold gray light of the 6th of June, in the year of 44, the Empire Lark sailed out from Pearl to join with thousands more, the largest fleet the world had seen. We sailed in close array, and we set our course for Normandy at the dawning of the day.